But if the Spirit of the one having raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one having raised the Christ from the dead will also make your mortal body live through the indwelling of his Spirit in you. That same God, that same Holy Spirit that was in Jesus Christ that raised his body from that tomb is inside of you to set you free from sickness, to set you free from anxiety, to set you free. You have to recognize he's there and begin to dwell on that, begin to meditate on that, begin to believe it, begin to let your spirit come to life and get stronger than your flesh. So then, brothers, we are debtors not to the flesh and to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to flesh, remember flesh once again is doing lustful things, being led by the spirit, the enemy, to do what pleases your body, even if it's against God and his word. It says you are going to die. But if by the Spirit, how? By the Spirit, how? If by the Spirit you put to death the practices of the body, you will live. And that's where we got to the whole story about Michael V. hearing this teaching and getting set free from cigarette smoking like that. Arnold, quit trying to do it with the mind of the flesh. Decide if there's anything in the world of lust in the flesh that is worth going to hell over, and Jesus Christ's blood meaning nothing. And if you decide that way, then go live a miserable life till God just keeps dealing with you and convicting you until you finally come to a place to say, there's nothing I want of the mind of the flesh. But then don't with your own works try to get free from the vices. Instead, say, Holy Spirit, with the mind of the Spirit, would you set me free from those practices? I'm not talking just to you. I'm talking to everybody. But I know you've been struggling with this. I think you're going to have a Michael kind of experience of things that were hard to say no to will be easy. And getting free from soul ties, getting free from, what's a soul tie? A soul tie, and this is what I call it. The word soul tie is not in scripture. It's an idol. When a relationship takes the place of God and takes the place of his leading and takes the place of the word of God and is meeting some deep woundedness in you, that relationship opens the way for the enemy to continually influence you to sin. And what you have to do is repent of trying to get a person to meet a need in you that only God can meet, and then give that relationship to God and trust God to bring that relationship to something that's real. Truthfully, don't you want all of your important relationships, or all relationships, but especially your important relationships, to be eternal? Codependency is not going to cause these relationships to be eternal. They'll just try to keep dragging you back down. You've got to get your needs met in Christ. If you really love people, get your needs met in Christ so you can then be light to darkness. It says, if by the Spirit, not by your own thinking, not by your own determination, not by the mind of the flesh, but if by the Spirit, that's God's Holy Spirit, you put to death, you choose to do this, you choose to surrender to the Holy Spirit, you choose to read the Word of God, you choose to spend time praying and meditating on the Word and seeking the Lord and spending fellowship time with Him. If by the Spirit you put to death the practices of the body, and of course that's sinful practices, you're still supposed to eat and other things your body just does. You're supposed to do all that. You know, the holy things God gave us bodies for and marriage relationships. All of that's cool. That's great. This is about putting to death the sinful practices of the body. Then you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Do you want to be a son of God? Then you have to be led by the Spirit of God. The things that your flesh does not want to do and the enemy tries to convince you, You're going to have to trust God to give you grace to do things His way. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery, again to fear, but you received a spirit of adoption by which we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself witnessing with our spirit. See, here you see it. The Holy Spirit Himself. Isn't this cool? Get this. The Holy Spirit Himself is witnessing to your spirit. You are spirit. That's the part of you that goes to heaven, your spirit and your soul. Your spirit, when it comes out of your body, is going to be drawn either to heaven by the Holy Spirit or to hell by demons. There's no other place. You are spirit. And Satan wants you to live by the flesh so he can keep your spirit dead, so he can take you to hell. And God wants you to crucify the flesh and live by the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit witnesses to your spirit. This is spiritual. Do you get this? Isn't this in the Bible? We've heard so much teaching that's in the mind of the flesh that we've just looked over the real spiritual stuff, and now we've gone off to what I call hyper false spirituality in a lot of situations because of this leisure spirit we're going to be dealing with. How much more exciting can it get than being led by the Spirit of God into awesome adventures that glorify God with peace and freedom and no sin and holiness? But if by the Spirit you put to death the practices of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. You did not receive a spirit of slavery again to fear, but you received it. So if you still have fear and bondage to fear, let the Holy Spirit help you get free. He'll do it. But you've been adopted by God. How awesome. We got a lot of teaching on that. That's powerful. And the Spirit Himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, heirs, truly heirs of God, joint heirs of Christ, if indeed we suffer together, we may also be glorified together. And we're not going to get to all the rest, but it's just such an awesome book. Next week, we're really going to go deeper in this whole thing of peace and security. This week, I encourage you to spend time with God and just ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, would you bring to my mind the places I still look to the world for security? Because I'm really ready to exchange the world's security for peace with God. Know this, when you are led by the Spirit of God, He does not take things from you as to punish you. He actually is a very giving God. He wants us to have our needs met. He wants us to have an inheritance to leave our children. He wants us to have so much to show the world how awesome He is. He doesn't want us bankrupt. He doesn't want us in debt. He doesn't want us divorced. He doesn't want the bad stuff for us. So quit being afraid that if you let go of you trying to do it, it's all going to fall apart. It's falling apart because you're still trying to do it. God is bigger than you. He is greater than you. And He loves you. And He has an awesome life for you, even in the midst of the shaking. Father, we just thank you. We just thank you. Holy Spirit, we just thank you, Lord. Just make yourself known to us this week in such a powerful way. Lord, let people just take the time every single night or morning this week and get still and just talk to you and just listen for you and just ask you to help them to have the mind of the Spirit and help us know that all these things we're afraid of, all these places we've had our security, you are so ready for us to get rid of that mind of the flesh and let you take care of all that. We just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.